A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Now, broadcasting across the galaxy, this is the JL Show, The Pod Awakens.
Good evening, everybody. It's JL After Dark. We're on a bus with Shane.
Hey.
Because before I turn this on, we were speaking much louder than this.
This is not going to work.
Oh, how exciting.
What?
Birthday.
Oh, no. Hey, birthday. Why did they give me notifications? They don't give me notifications for some of them as well. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get...
I think the internet stopped working now, yeah.
No, but I only get a birthday notification once every, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
It's kind of strange.
Once for most people.
So, it is 222 of the JL Show. 222, isn't that exciting? 222 is a great number. Here we go. No, the intro's gone.
Connect to the bus Wi-Fi.
Oh, bus Wi-Fi doesn't exist.
Reverse economics, please delete it. Please don't make it public. Like, you can keep the beta, just don't have it public.
Reverse economics is fantastic. I don't know what your problem is, but it's great. Great. It's a quality show.
I haven't listened to it, but I remember certain... fragments of their conversations.
You don't come out worst of it, though. Like,
the fact that I come out of it is bad enough.
But you didn't even give out your name.
You did.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
From who? Coughlin, me, and who?
Coughlin, yourself, Jade, Calvin, John Tierney.
Maybe
not, actually.
We're really living. Anyway.
Probably Dolby, actually.
So what's going on, Shane? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, mine seems to be gone as well.
Yeah. It's gonna be headed flying off, to be honest. Got a good run. So, subject matter.
The Bank of Ireland deal called off.
This is the Bank of Ireland. Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
No,
slideshow. Let's enjoy this.
They got their act together, and Bank of Ireland had to.
They have.
So we're the BOIJL show.
Yep.
So what would the...
We're beside the Bank of Ireland headquarters. Went up to sign a few contracts, you know, get the legal stuff out of the way.
Yeah, and
went
like...
Went for a little walk around Trinity College, so...
Yeah. I mean, when's the rebranding going to officially begin? After Christmas?
Don't know.
Maybe.
We're doing current study on the success of the Aircom rebranding and... Basically, if that goes well, we will do something similar. We're doing research at the moment.
Oh, yes, of course.
And the Eddie Rockets, Rockin' Joe's situation.
Rockin' Joe's situation. What are Rockin' Joe's truly doing? Find out. The answer may surprise you.
That's a weird spot happening. You know,
yeah.
You know what happens? Hair just grow out of it.
Yeah, well, I'm just
here. I'd have to shave.
No, but look, he's just here. Same exact thing. Hair grows out of it. I'm shaving. Yeah. It's weird. It's like the same location.
Well, it's pretty annoying because it looks like there's a bit of food on my lip.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird now. It goes with the same thing. I think it's like a birthmark. That's what it is.
Or I have this big yolk in the nose.
And I have like chicken pox. Remind kind of the leftovers.
I have big eyebrows.
No, it's good. It looks like you're running for a kiss.
No, it doesn't. It's like a giraffe or some donkey there or something. That's when we swap seats. Oh, remember?
Swap seats, yeah.
Oh, my teeth are awful. Delete that.
No.
I don't trust you guys to be entertaining.
Well, you know, well, like, it's not entertaining. Like, it's not. It's not entertaining anyway. Shout out to Michael because I eat his chips, and also shout out to Lucy because I half his chips, but I also like that cheese.
But I also had your own chips.
We went to Eddie Rockets, right? Yeah. I can actually smell it now. We're just thinking about it. I thought it was nice. No one else liked the burger. Was nice. You know, free refills, but it was really overpriced. Like, I spent nine euros on that meal.
This is just going to be an Eddie Rockets review. Now.
Yeah, well, it's not a review, but like, Lucy's chips had like the most. It's like they processed cheese that had already
been
processed.
It's like the squirty cheese that they put on fucking nachos.
Not nicer, but like it was disgusting. Yeah, and the only way it would have been bearable if it was actually warm. by the time they were sitting, just I'd gone to the bathroom, felt sick.
But it wasn't even that.
And I came back and then tried to eat them.
Even then, Michael had been standing there for at least 5 minutes with them until his stuff came.
Yeah,
so that also kind of came into
it. I'm like, I'm serious with Jules. Shout out to Jules, even though she probably doesn't listen to the show, but she came and met us, even though it wasn't weird at all. We had a very nice conversation.
And not very awkward.
And we enjoyed her company. And we met Darren. And Darren,
we did meet Darren.
Although Johnny didn't know who Darren was. Darren is king.
I met Darren for the first time.
Oh, no, I
never
met
knew
him.
About him.
I haven't met him before, but like, he sent me a few Snapchats from her.
Never seen him. Never even heard of him. Yes.
He's a great person. And he said Jules is texting the Galway people were his favourite people or something like that. So shout out to Darren. Anyone you want to shout out to my mom and dad, even though I'll never tell them about this.
Yeah. They're never gonna find out about this.
Oh, well, my sister knows about Reversal Comics.
Oh god.
Shout out
the internet
Reversal
is
Comics.
Eternal. Well, it's gonna be on there.
If you Google me into Google, and I like the stuff Lucy and the Stone being comes up.
God.
Alright, Johnny, we were hotspotting on Johnny's phone when his phone got really hot.
I could just see this phone just going up in flames.
The battery is like melting away or something.
Yeah. I couldn't give a shit either, to be honest.
Oh, Dario corbed his phone so badly.
What did you?
He didn't corb it, got knocked out of his hand. And it got destroyed. The screen just so badly shattered.
Jeez.
Just
because he knocked out
his hand. Yeah, you know but I hit him.
Oh, we met him before he came in. Oh, wow. That's why we were holding.
Wait, met who?
He knew I was there. He just started laughing, and then I was like, I could be a film.
Was he doing
like,
no.
Wait, who do we meet?
Kane's like,
oh yeah, that's
why we came. Was he doing his buttery? Was he doing his key in that? Was he doing his?
Yeah. That's why we came into buttery and we were like,
oh, we got the definite help. Like,
yeah, I know. But was he? Well, he knew I was there because she told him when she met him. Like,
hates it.
Johnny and I were way more
entertaining. He doesn't hate you. I convinced.
We're actually talking. Like, just the photo of it. Both of them entertained.
I spent like 25 minutes.
I don't need any more shout outs.
It's more entertaining.
It's for Tuma's birthday today. Shout out to Yuan Salmeron and Maya. What's her second name? Maya Papa Lucy or
Maya Papa Lucy.
Whatever, it was her birthday today. I tried to send you a birthday happy notification, but it didn't work because there's no internet. What? How do you pronounce it? Captchas. How do you pronounce it? They're so hard to do. Those ones in particular.
They're a pain in the ass.
Right, just those ones in particular. Like.
Yeah.
It's like someone drew one of them. Someone drew a captcha or captcha, whatever you say. And then a child scribbled over it.
I mean,
see, that's
an N or V.
That's a 3. V.
It's a V.
X.
Like, I put it in N, so I was running out of thing.
Yeah, a child.
How dyslexic?
A child got a marker, just rolled over it. Like, a guy who designs it was like, these aren't hard enough. And he got his, like, 5-year-old toddler to draw on in paint.
It's a test. Just test our worth.
Johnny got a new phone today.
Yeah.
I just
didn't
think it's quite nice. It's a bit like a Hawaii phone though.
It is, but it's not.
Like, you know, it's
exactly much, much nicer looking.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, but like, Hawaii phone's like kind of cheap.
Yeah. This might be cheap, but it's still way, way better.
But it's a pretty good phone because buy OnePlus.
OnePlus.
That's great. Wait, is that what I posted?
Yeah.
Shane, you look very happy. Aw, oh, you too, Shane. Oh, it's not really Johnny.
It might be.
I think Johnny's on it now.
I don't know though, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it's work. It might be working now, but it'll probably not be working in a few
minutes. Your phone's doing a pretty good job to overheat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
I met Larry.
Actually, I want to
turn it back on the
wall. I was trying to send a Snapchat.
And then yesterday, like,
I mean, like, the Wi-Fi isn't terrible.
No, it's not.
Like, it wasn't like, I mean, it's bad. It's not like
I'm kind of taking a speed test here to see how long it would take to download a gigabyte.
No,
it's taking about 2 hours.
Do not download it.
Doing it.
Oh, no wonder the internet's cracked. Johnny's like downloading a movie.
No, I'm downloading a game.
The third was called.
I don't even play Android games.
I just played Riptide. She did a very good job.
Oh, I often
missed it. There. It was very good, actually. I liked it.
I kind of zoned out.
No.
I do that.
I'm glad we met up with William and Marcus. Even though like we didn't really have much.
Even though they ran away.
The thing is, like, if we'd gone to Dublin today and we hadn't met Jules, we hadn't met Darren, we hadn't met Ellie, we hadn't met anything.
They would have been shit.
They would have been a waste of a day.
But we would have had a nice time with Marcus and William, right?
It was nice that we did talk to them.
Yeah.
But I honestly think that they were more offended by how they were treated by us than if we had just ignored them after that computer science and never seen them again.
True though, I like Marcus. He wasn't annoying. He didn't talk at all. I asked him a few questions and he didn't annoy me. He just gave me like pretty short answers. So
annoying people.
Therefore, I like
him. The price, but they didn't eat any ice cream. Only me and Johnny ate ice cream. And you ate ice cream.
Fuck.
Toby
was like, oh, too expensive.
It was like 4 euros
in the shop.
4 euros for ice cream.
I spent 7 euros. 7 euros on food that I barely ate.
I spent $13.95 on food today.
I spent $3.50 on chips. Didn't eat any of them.
I had a good time in Eddie Rock.
They didn't get. Wait,
are you still. Where's the.
Lucy, next time we'll go to your place.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny and I are entertaining people that don't exist.
Talk about Star Wars.
It's
Star Wars one.
I love the prequels.
What's up?
Then talk about it. Tell us about what you're
doing. Even I know the fucking shit.
The second and third ones are fine. Tell us about what do you like about it so much?
Kylo Ren dies.
Kylo Ren.
Spoiler.
No way he's going to die. To kill Kylo Ren would be such a anti-climax. Because Darth Maul, everyone thought he was going to be there the whole trilogy. They killed him at the Menace. We were very disappointed. They're gonna keep Kylo Ren around. No way he's gonna die. Very surprised. Unless there might be a thing like an Iron Man 3.
I can't wait for Disney to make 3 films and then, like, they're all so bad, and then they make a cartoon version with different voice actors to finish up the storyline.
But no, Kylo Ren is probably going to just turn out to be like the face of the thing, and that because there's a guy called.
I like his voice as a trailer.
Called General Snoke, played by Andy Serkis, and he's apparently the real villain. So.
I like him in the trailer a lot.
General Snoke, I remember. And also this Captain Phasma. She's a pain. She's the chrome stormtrooper. So
the thing is, like, Harrison Ford's going to die next year, so...
Harrison Ford... I'd say Han Solo's going to die. It makes sense. Like,
it does kind of make sense. What age is he?
Harrison Ford. He's not that old. He's like 71.
Harrison Ford's 76.
Is he?
I think he's like that old, yeah.
When Crystal Skull came out, he was
16. No, I'm pretty sure he's over 75. Like, I don't know.
Mark Hamill is contracted to the 2 sequels, but
Harrison Ford isn't.
He's actually an actor, so.
Harrison
Ford, yeah, she has a career.
He's a good actor. He's just never heard of. He has a career as a voice actor. You know, he enjoyed being the Joker in the cartoons. The animated series.
Well, did he get enough money that he didn't need to work, or just he couldn't get work? Matt LeBlanc probably wanted to work, but he couldn't get work.
He's 73.
Mark Hamill didn't make any money.
Yeah, okay.
Harrison Ford is 73.
So Mark Hamill.
I should find out what Arnold. How are we saying second name? Arnold Spots.
Mark Hamill is a lot of video games. Yeah, but like he didn't make money from Star Wars. He was
Schwarzenegger.
His name is kind of a mouthful.
Like how Jumbo
Schwarzenegger. Doesn't do the easy bit. 68.
I thought he was 70.
I thought he was
70 this morning. Yesterday. This morning I thought he was 70.
July 30th. 1947.
Yeah, he is pretty old now.
He is.
Like, all these late, all these like new movies.
He looks
are, like,
older
I'm
than
too
he
old
is.
Ones.
He looks older than he is though. I don't know why, but
he kind of looks like his age, to be honest.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Sorry, Ernie.
Just been interesting.
We're
apologising to Ernie for saying that he's old.
Who?
Arnie.
Arnie.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys that I saw a syringe on the?
You pointed it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know I have Arnie on Snapchat. He's great.
Listen, Shane, how many likes did I get?
Arnold. I can't get internet. I don't know how many likes
it got. Do you really care that much?
Nope.
You do though, I know you do.
I know, yeah.
Lucian freaked out on the way up because his iPad couldn't get the Wi-Fi. He was such a child. It was like, it's like a child who's been given a bag of sweets, but his, he got one, but his parents took away the rest of the sweets.
My parents have food for me at home. Hey, go bust on my phone here.
So like,
my parents aren't looking for me, so.
I bet money on Sylvester Stallone the other day with Boyle's Boys.
Sylvester Stallone is 69.
I bet money.
Yeah.
Wait, so right. Who's only him or Arnie?
Arnie, no. Oh, sorry, Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
By 1 year.
Probably less than a year. When's his birthday?
July the 6th.
Yeah, so he's only like
it's like
a year and
a couple of days.
Days,
yeah.
Well, it is.
Strange.
Yeah, but he hasn't joined any brother.
Yeah, who is that guy?
Well, that's Jake.
Jake is Joe Tinney.
No, Joe Tinney's a real person. But
I know, yeah.
Exactly, that's Jake.
Apparently, Joe Tinney's like the coolest guy in Galway. I don't know. Because everyone knows him. Shane will listen to what you say, and then he'll like correct your mistake or say his view. One of Shane's many great qualities.
The many, many.
Well, I thought that was so funny. Remember we were doing like Google Hangout, and then you and Killian like instantly got to this joke of Muslim or Goose. I thought that was brilliant. Whereas, like, I thought you already had it, like, rehearsed or something. But it was perfect.
That's because we should do a radio show together, except Killian would never show up.
I would do a radio show. I actually would do a radio show with you.
I know.
But
nobody would listen.
It would be, you couldn't say anything controversial. It would be on Galway Radio.
Oh, that would be true,
you
right?
You couldn't say anything controversial at all. It would be pretty safe. And you'd have to, it would just be mostly music, and I'd just be playing easy listening from the
70s. Yeah, but, like, I mean, we'd have, like, a few arguments, but it wouldn't be anything too bad.
I can actually sense myself on the I swore once all day, and it was I don't intentionally not do it.
I swore like twice.
I swear at home.
Two times. No, nothing more.
I swore at Michael's time.
I didn't swear at home. It's like an automatic location censorship.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself. No, I chose based on...
Wait, listen, could you imagine us doing a radio show together?
A radio show on Galway Radio? No, because I think we couldn't talk without saying certain things.
We could like censor all that.
I don't think we could do a safe show together. That would be...
I actually think we could. I couldn't do a show with Shane, because she's like, so Shane, what's up with you? That's what it'd be like.
But like, I just agree with you.
And like, if you did a show with Michael, it'd just be Michael like,
that's
99%. Yep, that's basically it. Yeah. But if you did a show, I'd be like shouting at you. You'd be shouting at me.
You think that in terms of the 99% being prevented from being the show that it could be, like, Michael's the problem?
No, you're the problem. You're actually the problem. Michael, you're way too controlling with it.
Where's the thing on?
I have it here.
Do you have Guardian film there? There was a picture from Curie Road. Go back up there.
Did the Irish Times just like download that video off your man's Facebook?
I'd say they asked the person.
It doesn't matter. I thought it was a few years ago with the Guardian film.
Anyway, Lucy, I'm done with this.
Well, that's unfortunate. We're gonna have to film now.
We can still talk. I thought you wanted to talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's time now for... Wait, who has internet? Somebody needs to go get the This Week in Jail Show History for 2014. And 2013.
Do you have your man Keane Toomey on Facebook?
Never heard.
The guy who does all the videos.
Never heard. Do you have internet right now? Yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh, such a fool.
He's not a fool.
I see people share it.
He got verified on Twitter.
Oh, so did Sims.
How many followers do you have? Like 12.
Sims, 80,000.
But he has more.
It's like the sixth time this is come up by my name.
Do you have internet right now?
Yeah.
No, okay.
No.
Okay, go to the jailshow.word. You have to type in like a really specific URL.
Okay.
The jail. No. You started wrong. You started wrong. Go back to the start.
She has like 600.
Don't be shut up.
So thejailshow.wordpress.com / So where do you get wordpress.com /
Well, see, when I put in the dots now, it'll.
/2013/12 There we go. Now click on that. We're going to go in. We're going to find some episodes. Now, while you're doing that, I am going to talk about This Week in 2012. We did episode 36 called Royal Bump. Jimmy and Luke have climbed the rope and exited the fire-filled pit of Days We Don't Do a Podcast On to present to you a new podcast episode. We begin with news of Prince William Jr.
So that was back when we actually acknowledged the stuff that the royal family got up to. Wow, what a sad time.
Stop. No.
What are you
doing?
The problem. Oh, look at these.
Who said stop? No, there.
Johnny, he doesn't want me talking about the monarchy in his presence.
Why is he?
I don't blame him. No, because he gets angry about it. Let's see. Did we talk about that one already?
I don't know. I don't care.
No, we did, because that was when Paul Walker died.
Paul Walker died.
So, a royal bump. So, the Hobbit reviews are coming out. Not too great. I quote, it's worse than The Phantom Menace. Luke's Sparrow is coming soon. Fair City Chat. Louis and Carol's wedding. Michael is sick. Get well soon, buddy.
He didn't.
No, he never did. That's the weird thing. That was the start of it all.
He never got better.
R.I.P. Mike.
Yeah, that's why he's not here now.
And Paul Walker.
And Paul Walker.
Come on, we're
just using old recordings.
Great, I got into the all development settings and I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Okay. This week in 2013, an episode 81 called Jimmy FM. JL81 has arrived. Join us as we discuss the tragic death of Paul Walker, Luke's dominance over audio space, and much more. Well, that was worth waiting for the load for. Where's the back button, left or right?
Right.
Okay. Let's go back and read the next one. Next one up. This one. Okay, wait for it to load. It's called Jimmy and Luke 82, Sparrow's Revenge. That's brilliant. I love that image so much.
It wasn't me. It was one-armed.
One-armed man. That's great. JL82 has hit the net. That's great. I hit the net. That makes sense. Join us as we discuss Gal Gadot being cast as Wonder Woman. Can you believe that was 2 years ago?
I didn't know.
Oh, right. Well, remember, we passed by a big poster of her earlier. The Amazeballs Spider-Man 2 trailer and the death of Nelson Mandela.
Wow, Michael, Paul Walker, and Nelson Mandela.
Plus, we sing Luke's Christmas songs from last year. I remember Nelson Mandela died, and everyone was going off on Nelson Mandela, and I was getting upset because people were talking about him so much and not talking about Paul Walker. that was like the worst thing I've ever done.
No,
that's enough for 2013. That's enough. That's what happened this week. Now we're going to 2014.
Oh,
you have to change the 13 to a 14. Wow. See, I have to do this every Friday morning on the bus in. Get all 3 years. Okay. This week in 2014, so you have to go back to the very beginning. This week... Okay.
Where's that picture?
Keep going up. This week... Okay, go into that.
More Star Wars.
Ah, yes, there we go. So, this week, last year, the first trailer came out. It was JL151, The Force is Back. The JL show is back with a brief but very entertaining episode. Rabbit, it's December. Star Wars The Force Awakens teaser trailer. The Late Late Toy Show. Cynical, .. And racist... Irish teachers strike. Remember, we had the day off school on a random Tuesday in December. So the teachers strike was such a great day. So that was the epic, great episode where Shane said, in the Millennium Falcon appears in the Force Awakens teaser trailer. Shane goes, "What's that flying saucer yoke there?" I love that. Oh, it's great. It's great. I listened back to that and I was lolling in my.
I was laughing out loud.
Never seen lolling again. Go back. What was next?
There needs to be a way to distinguish between laughing out loud.
Wait, there's a way of going to the next show, the next episode.
Yeah, just press back.
No. This one here, I'm saying. Like, you can go between posts on the page.
Spectre-gate.
So this was the next episode, was JL152, Spectre Gadget.
I should have called it Spectre Gadget.
We recorded this show the day that they announced the title of the movie, so we didn't know what it was going to be called. Spectre Rises in the latest episode of the JL Show as we discuss the live announcement of Bond 24's title cast and crew, plus Suicide Squad casting confirmation, and loads more exciting non-Hollywood related stuff. So that was the episode where they released that and they announced the name and the cast and on Christoph Waltz.
Oh, that makes a Spectre sign.
Wait.
The bullet. See the shape of the bullet hole? The glass broken makes a Spectre sign. I just noticed that there.
I've had that poster on my wall for a year, Shane. Like, I never thought of that. That's the octopus legs.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm actually so angry now. Owen, you see that there? Spectre teaser poster. What do you say?
He just heard me say that.
He had it on my wall.
I had that on my wall
and I never noticed. Because, like, when I saw this last year, I didn't know what Spectre
was. You just thought it was a
bullet hole. I thought it was just a stylized bullet hole. Well, see, I haven't looked at that poster since the film came out,
really.
No, but like, did you? What's the octopus stand for?
Oh, they have the eight. They have the tentacles in every corner of the world. Every continent.
But that's an old film thing. That's
from the original.
But like, when they announced
that it was called Spectre? Have people known that it was?
I imagine that I was the only person.
Was the octopus relevant? Like,
yeah, I mean,
did that give any hints?
I mean, well, everyone knew the film was going to be about Spectre, the organization. So, and the octopus has always been their logo. So I'm assuming that people got the joke. I just was too slow.
So it wasn't like by figuring out the whole octopus thing, you wouldn't have been learning anything.
No, you wouldn't.
So that's, it doesn't matter. So
yeah, I mean, the octopus was in the marketing anyway.
Yeah, so that's grand. Like.
Anyway, that was This Week in JLC History. We should come up with a better name for the segment, something catchier. Time, JL time up, back in the day. Not reeling in the years.
I hate that. I hate it so much. I hate when people say that. It's such a cliche.
I wish Alison Brie was on Snapchat.
Yeah. Damn.
I just follow her around all the time.
Maybe if I tag her in some of these photos, she might have me back.
You should have John Boyega. He's great, though. He's so much fun. It's like John underscore Boyega.
We only 2,700.
Add John Boyega.
No,
it's fun. He's
I don't care about him.
Oh, but he's having so much fun.
I don't care.
He's making me so happy because he seems like such a nice guy. And he's
he's a Star Wars guy.
Yeah. He's so fashionable and he's so delighted with all the fun he's having.
More fun than me. That's my impression on the internet.
It's mad.
Oof.
Oh, you didn't see that.
No, I've only seen one.
Oh, you only watched that one.
That's why. No, I have them all recorded.
You need to watch the one before that.
That's
your man gave it down. He was supposed to
watch Star. See, that's the problem with the internet, is just because everyone else is, they're not presenting themselves. They're presenting them. Like, I'm not posting photos of me doing what I really do all day. I post photos of the one time I go to Dublin and meet some people who are cooler than me, right? So people going on there looking at my thing thinking, oh, Lucy is so cool, he does so much cool stuff, right?
But that's the point of the internet. That's why anybody does
that. That's why everyone gets depressed, because everyone else seems cooler than they are, even though no one is. Everyone's just as lame and miserable.
In fairness, why?
People I'm saying now are cooler than me, they're not. I'm just basing that on what I know about them from the internet.
Now that's not that's
in fairness, if you've seen my Instagram, my life is pretty, have you
no
seen
truer
it?
Word has been spoken.
That's the thing, you've got the most honest Instagram of anybody.
I know, it's a picture
of some gas stuff,
like,
and like.
You're just like that geography lecturer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You really like him. You'll just do geography and Trinity now, does it?
He was like every other lecturer in the college.
That pretty much sums up my life.
I don't know.
That's my life in many pictures.
Like that? No, that's a real, like. Oh, he was more honest than the other guys we saw. But yeah. I'd say if you got to the English lectures, those guys would be better.
Like that's not a picture from the internet. I took that picture myself.
No, you didn't.
I did. It's in the top of the mountain in France. Remember the one I gave you? The
how many likes did you get? That's funny.
Come on, it's just me.
I know.
Yeah. The one we said
was there. She's Ghost Trinity.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
She said it to Michael.
Yes. Looks like I have four toes.
She's a nice woman. I didn't like that I had to give her my name.
What's your name?
Wait, were you guys there when Michael went and took my food?
Remember I gave you, remember I said my name was Lucy and Forrest Starbucks?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do with everything that you were talking about Lucy as well.
Well, I was gonna say either John or Luke, but I couldn't muster up the confidence. Wait, were you there when Michael... Were you there when Michael took my order as well?
Yeah.
Like, what did she say?
Oh, she said all right.
Did she pronounce my name right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's like, oh, yeah, no, she said Lucy.
Yeah.
If you went around,
she didn't even take her seat. She just stamped it.
Hang around, eventually someone will collect their meal.
Yeah.
Like, is there an Alan around here? Alan, like Alan from the bathroom. Just take his food.
Yeah.
Hello. Like, you ever see that brilliant? It still works, like the McDonald's
guy. I think so.
Drive-through.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Drive-through. And.
Oh, you run through as they're handing out the bag.
That sounds good.
You know when you're ordering the food, there's two windows.
Yeah.
You order the food.
Yeah.
And then you collect the food.
Yeah.
So you go to the ordering food and you're like, oh, I'm not ordering anything. And you wait for the car behind you to order their food.
Oh. They won't.
They've already paid. Yeah. That's a free meal.
And then they're just like... You can't really do that, though. Like, they won't let you through unless you...
My bottle of water vanished.
Probably rolled.
Mine's probably rolled down the front somewhere.
Yeah, it's probably going to want to pedal to the bus now, so we're trying to come off the motorway.
I feel sorry for these people who are trying to sleep.
I know. We shut up.
Well,
what we're doing this.
Oh, your shoulder is so
bony.
Oh my god, it's the worst shoulder ever.
I good work on the traps. Wait,
lie on that.
He could have fixed the shoulder.
There, that's nicer up there.
Even once you get in the lady being like, oh, shame. What did you do to me? Oh, that's horrible.
Boulders for shoulder.
My shoulder's softer.
It must be because I got fat.
Is it
not?
No.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Wait, if it breaks.
Well, I've just got softer shoulder now because I'm wearing more clothes.
And I'm in a t-shirt. This is a bad idea.
It's more softness than.
Oh, you slick move, spin the phantom.
I need a show title. I can't do this unless I have a show title.
On the bus.
Dear God, I did Bus Buddies with Killian last month. I can't Bus Buddies. I can't do that again.
Bus Buddies.
I can do Bus Buddies 2, but it's too soon. It's
Revenge of the Buddy.
Just do like. Oh, no, the name episode title.
Paul Walker is dead.
I think enough time has passed though, right?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even.
But it's relevant.
Some people don't know. Yeah. You need to inform.
But, like, yeah, people read it and they're like, yeah, I know. Okay, that's.
They do know though, because, like, the film made $2 billion. almost. Got close. 1.84.
That's not close. It's B1. It's like getting the B1.
Oh, I almost. So close. It's the fourth highest grossing film of all time. Very
so
close.
Like you got a B1. Oh, I almost got an A1. No, you didn't.
But like Jurassic World made like $1,000 more than Fury 7 is pretty funny. But I don't think there are delusional people who think Star Wars can make more money than Fury 7. Those people are crazy. It's not gonna happen. It doesn't have a broad enough appeal. Fury 7 covered every market in the world. It's got China, it's got men, women, children, the elderly. Star Wars is like very specific kind of fan base. It'll do well, but like,
no way is it doing like $2 billion.
I don't know.
Wait, what? Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. No,
it's not going to, because you don't care.
It's not relevant.
Like, you guys don't care about it.
No. I didn't care about Fast Furious.
I do care about it.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
like.
That I know that other people don't care too much that I don't want to say anything.
Oh, yeah, but like, you're not the worst, but like, there's those people who don't care. And like, it has a very specific audience of like people who liked the films
exactly.
In the 70s.
That's why I don't like talking
yeah.
about it.
Whereas Furious 7 is something where like everyone went to see it because they were like, I have to see Paul Walker.
I still haven't watched it.
It's garbage. It's complete garbage. But like,
someone tied someone's hair to the bus.
Where was the Kylo Ren lightsaber a second ago? I saw that.
I don't like any of them. I think I watched
so
the
there we did.
Is there a toy? There's a bag. I want to get.
You can win that.
That image of him there is available online. It's a transparent PNG.
Oh.
So you don't get free toys.
That's not. That's a laptop bag.
I still don't understand. Oh, they have 7.
Oh, God.
Like it. Don't.
Don't like that.
Will they make?
I don't know.
No, they won't, because it'll die. Like, everything dies soon enough.
Sounds like a spin-off.
No, like, they're doing spin-offs. They're doing a Dwayne Johnson spin-off.
I think it's not Lee.
Nothing. Bond has. But, like, no, everything dies after. You know, everything dies. Like the Furious craze will be dead really soon. Like, one more, I don't know. Like, if no one care anymore.
No,
where's that?
Somewhere in Wales?
Do you know this one? 2 stars.
Alright, Paul Walker.
Let's see what the reviews are.
It's the title of Paul Walker's Day. We have a photo. Of what? Paul Walker? For Showtime show photo. Oh, damn though. We should have gotten Darren on the show. Darren. Well, Darren was on the show in spirit. Everybody, that's JL222. Thank you to Shane, Johnny, Owen. I'm just crediting people. Michael was hanging around earlier, but he left. And we met. Okay, that's more part for your buck on the JL Show coming up next week. Visit thejlshow.com. Twitter, we are JL Show Tweets. Instagram, JL Show Grams. Facebook.com says the JL Show. You can add us on Snapchat. We are JL Show. I already did that. And you can.
Also, you should go and see the play that's in. Oh, that was a great advertisement.
Oh, the importance of being earnest in the gate. Absolutely, great advertising campaign. And you can see all my cool stuff, like my LucianWD.com. And visit I'mNotTheHulk.com for a special treat from Michael. Thank you, goodbye.
sometimes. But some vision.
Sound and vision.